Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You know, we are celebrating 100 years of God's blessings on KFUO, and we thought one fun way to celebrate that would be with a spontaneous game show. Wouldn't that be fun? With some KFUO history? And what better way to do that than with some of our KFUO hosts? So joining us today, a variety of hosts here on KFUO, the Reverend Jolly John Lukomsky, host of Wrestling with the Basics. Pastor Lukomsky, welcome to the KFUO Coffee Hour Historic Game Show. That's going to be, if I come up with a longer name, I will.
I'm on the edge of my seat with excitement.
You should be.
Also joining us today, the Reverend Matt Youngblood Clark, also host of Wrestling with the Basics. Pastor Clark, welcome to the KFUO Historic Coffee Hour Game Show.
Thank you, Andy. I hear there's big prizes. Looking forward to hearing what they are.
Absolutely. Lots of big prizes. Also joining us this morning, he doesn't have a wrestling name because he hosts Thy Strong Word, the Reverend Dr. Phil Boo. Pastor Boo, if you were a wrestler, what would your wrestling name be?
Oh, I don't know. My dad was always known as the kid when he was in karate tournaments growing up. So I guess I'm the kid's kid. I don't know what I would be.
It's kid. Very good. Very good. And also weighing in the other corner, the host of Sharper Iron, the Reverend Timothy Apple. Pastor Apple, do you have a wrestling name as well?
I think I would be Padre Manzana.
Padre Manzana.
Okay.
Very good. So to celebrate our 100th anniversary, you guys willingly signed up to be guests on today's trivia episode. We have some KFUO trivia to see how well you know KFUO and our history. So let's see, what order should we go in? Should we go with Pastor Lukomsky? He's probably been on the longest, right? Mm. Is that right?
Yeah, get me out of the way. That's good.
All right, Pastor Lukomsky, for 1 point to start us off.
One lousy point?
Wait.
All right.
It might be worth more. KFUO is found currently on the 850 dial, AM 850 in St. Louis. When KFUO first started in 1924, what was its original AM dial number? Where was 824 on the AM dial?
Does anyone raise your hand when it started? Oh, Pastor Boo.
You're not the host. You can't call on me. I just raised my hand because you said raise your hand. We know you like to take over shows, John, but you know, this is, we'll let Andy do it.
I just saw you raise your hand. That's all, Pastor.
I do know the answer.
I don't have a slide. They weren't even numbered back then, were they?
No numbers. You just guess on the dial.
That was a trick question.
Pastor Boo, did you know the answer?
I do know the answer. What's 550 answer? Kilocycles.
550 kilocycles. That's
what they would have called kilohertz back then.
And then it moved over to 830 for a little bit and then to 850 eventually.
That answer is on Wikipedia.
Oh, very good. Very good.
No cheating.
So now he's giving away
the answer. I looked it up after he said it.
All right, let's see. Who else has been on the longest? Probably Pastor Clark, right?
In 1924, what was the cost to build and operate the original seminary attic-based station in its first year? I do have multiple choice unless you know this off the top of your head.
Well, first I want to know how many points this is worth.
Ooh, you get to choose, Sarah.
We're going to go first round. You get 1 point. I'm sure.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Okay, what's my choices?
All right, 14,000, 140,000, or 1.4 million in 1924.
I'll go with B, the middle one.
140,000?
140,000.
Are you sure?
Would you like to take
another try?
Should I reevaluate that? How about...
Reevaluate your choice, please.
A, the 14,000.
There you go. Yes, it was 14,000. Do you happen to know where half of it came from?
It came from the Lutheran Layman's League.
Hey, the Walther League. I'll give it to you.
The Walther
7,000 from the Walther League. Yeah.
Close enough. They're both leagues.
Close enough. Yes. There you go.
All right, Pastor Apple, you ready for your question?
Let's do it.
When KFUO first went on the air in 1924, how many programs were broadcast each week? This is for 1 point.
Four.
Oh, so close. Anybody want to jump in? It was pretty close. About half that.
About half that?
Yeah, it was two.
About half that would be 2.5.
It was two.
Half of that would be two.
Two.
That's right.
Excuse me, Andy. That's not about half of that. That is half of that.
Well, that's how math works. All right, Pastor Boo, you've already gotten several right, but we'll give you your own question anyway.
I've already peaked, so it's all downhill from here.
It's true, yeah. Question number four. Before KFUO became the broadcast ministry of the LCMS, what organization owned and operated KFUO?
I honestly don't know. I have no idea.
Does anyone else know?
What was the question again?
Before KFUO became the broadcast ministry of the LCMS, what organization owned and operated KFUO?
I would assume it was the Lutheran Layman's League.
It was.
Congratulations.
Yep. You get a half point.
and by the way, I don't want to diss my partner, but the Lutheran Layman's League and the Walther League are two totally different things, even though they both have the name League in them.
This is true. This is true.
I was there when they opened the time capsule, which was really cool, by the way. And I remember there was a league involved. I just forgot which one, John.
Man, Lekomsky was there when Walther founded the Walther League, so, you know.
Well, I was a Walther leaguer. I was. Never a layman leaguer, though. So,
all right. You knew Walther.
We'll see if we get another round. Run out of time. All right, Pastor Lekomsky, what year did the LCMS officially take ownership of KFUO?
Why do you ask me these questions? Do I get a multiple choice like Matt? I was never good at dates. Do I get a multiple choice?
Okay, 1925, 1932, or 1926.
Well, those aren't helpful at all. All right, I'm gonna go 1936, did you say?
1925, 1932, or 1926.
Oh, 1932. That's my final answer.
It is not. Anybody want to redeem that one? It was 1926. All right, next question. Sarah?
All right, Pastor Clark. True or false? In 1929, during construction to enlarge the station building, KFUO had to broadcast out of a Concordia Seminary dormitory.
I will say true.
Yes. KFUO was broadcast out of Seminary Dorm J-12. Did any of you live in J-12? Until completion of the first building expansion. So, yeah.
Nice.
All right. I'm going to skip ahead for time's sake to question number eight. Pastor Apple, true or false, actress Betty White was once a guest on KFUO.
True.
Correct. Yes. Good. We actually have a photo of this. Believe
I saw it when I was there the other week.
Oh, for the anniversary of
that? The anniversary,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to talk about the fact that Three Stooges were also a guest?
Hey, that's another question.
You just stole my next question. I was going to ask that.
I gave it away. Sorry.
Now I have to pick another question. Okay, here we go. Pastor Boo, what year did KFUO move from 85 Founders Lane on the seminary campus to its current home at the International Center?
Well, let's see here. It was still on the campus when I was there, when I graduated in 2010. So I'm going to say 2012.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh.
Plus
I think
one.
2013.
There 2013. You go. 2013.
All right. That means I need to find another question that Pastor Lekomsky hasn't given away for us already.
Good luck.
Sharing all the answers. Rude.
Okay. True or false, KFUO FM was the first, let's see, who are we? Are we back to round three? Okay. True or false, KFUO FM was the first licensed FM signal west of the Mississippi.
Oh, the first FM?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go true.
Very good. It is true.
By the way, are the points tripled now since it's the third round?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Third round. Tripled? Okay.
This is 3 points.
All right.
Well, I finally got a question right.
I'm doing the cash marks here for this. All right.
Pastor Clark, true or false, in 1935, the St. Louis Star-Times inquired if KFUO would consider an offer of $100,000 for the sale of its station.
We've had a lot of truths, so I'm going to go with false.
Ah, it was true.
All right. Let's see. What, Pastor Apple, what prestigious award was given to KFUO FM in 1999 by the National Association of Broadcasters for Best Classical Music Station in the United States?
True. True. It's definitely true.
Think radio. Think radio and Pastor Boo, you're nodding your head. Want to guess?
Well, I know who invented radio, so it'd probably be a Marconi Award.
Very good. It was a Marconi Award. Now, there's a maybe not necessarily total agreement about who invented radio. There were several inventors who contributed to it. But yes, the Marconi played a key role in
Tesla
radio.
Actually did it, yeah.
Tesla, and there were some others as well who were involved. Yes, we did receive the Marconi Award for that. So, Pastor Boo, you get some points for that, too. I'm just going to make up some points there. Good job. All right. One more question.
Pastor Boo, although I think you're winning at this point. The call letters KFUO were assigned to the station arbitrarily by the United States federal government. What slogan was later ascribed to these call letters?
Keeping forward, upward, and onward, or something like that? No?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Is that it? Yeah.
I have the magnet.
Hey, there you go. Bonus points.
That's not fair. He's using magnets.
All right. So that's 3 more points. So for congratulations, Pastor Boo, with 200 points, you win this round. Well, we have more celebration to celebrate the 100th anniversary of KFUO Radio. You can join us Saturday, December 14th on air for all kinds of historic audio, as well as more episodes of the Coffee Hour coming in future episodes. We'll share some historic sound bites and even some past sermons from the early years on KFUO. I want to thank our guests today, the Reverend Jolly John Lekomsky, Pastor Matt Youngblood Clark, the Reverend Dr. Phil Boo, and Pastor Timothy Apple, all hosts here on KFUO. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for the historic Coffee Hour anniversary special edition game show episode. Is that a long enough title for you?
It's great. Fantastic.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.